Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. I am Dave Whitechalk. I am the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I think I've got a great one for you today. This real estate market is evolving so much, and I think about when I got into this job over a decade ago, it's really gone 180 degrees, full opposite direction of each other. It was very common when I started working with buyers back in 2012, 2013, when I would meet them at our first sit down, and I would say, you know, hey, what are your goals and how do you want to do this? And they would tell me, they would say, you know, in order for me to feel comfortable buying a house, I think it's in my best interest to look at, you know, 20 to 30 homes before I really hone in and make a decision on one of them. And to be honest with you, that was fairly common. I mean, we would go out on a Saturday and see five houses and then go out the following Sunday and see five more. And you would repeat that process for 2 or 3 weeks. And then they would finally say, hey, you know, I think I might want to make an offer on that house we saw, you know, 10 days ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever it may be. And the funny part is back then, a lot of those houses would still be available weeks later. And I can't tell you how much different. It is literally the direct opposite of that today. I mean, if you're a buyer right now and you're looking to see 20 to 30 homes in a particular neighborhood at a particular price point, it might take you over a year just to have that many opportunities. The other day I was looking at the market where I live in, and in that particular area of Luzerne County, that school district, there were zero houses available between $200,000 and $400,000. Zero. Like not a few, not, you know, a handful, none. And we're starting to see that here in northeastern Pennsylvania in some of these areas that are in high demand. So the thought that you would have to see this enormous amount of houses before you could make a really great decision for yourself, it's old thinking. And the fact of the matter is competition is too fierce. And what's crazy is even back then, a lot of times when I would take those people out and show them 25 houses, they would come back to one of the very first houses they saw. It's okay. Like, there are times when the first house you see might be the perfect house for you. And if it is, don't try to talk yourself out of it because you think you need to see more houses before you make a great choice. I mean, really, sometimes the first house is the best house. I mean, don't forget, you wanted to see it for a reason, right? You drove through the neighborhood, you saw the house. Maybe you took a few you took some time to view the pictures online. So it's not completely impossible to think that that first house isn't exactly what you're looking for. And the other thing I want to tell, especially first-time homebuyers, this is a key, a true key here for first-time homebuyers. Please be careful of whose advice you take. And I work with a lot of great first-time homebuyers, and sometimes their parents will come along with them to view houses. And there's a lot of parents out there that give great advice, and they're tremendously helpful to their children, whether it's trying to make sure they understand the process. We have parents that help their children with down payment assistance or whatever it may be. And there's some parents out there that go above and beyond what they really need to do to help an adult child buy a house. So there's great parents out there. The flip side of that also exists. Not that they're not great parents. I'm not saying that, but sometimes just because they're your parents doesn't mean they're not capable of giving you bad advice. And I don't think they do it on purpose. In fact, I'm almost certain that they don't. But the market's changed a lot from the time that many of your parents of first-time home buyers bought their home. I'll give you an example. So in 1994, let's go back 30 years. In 1994, the median income in the United States was just over $32,000. Today, it's a shade over $44,000. So in 30 years, the wages have basically gone up about 37%. Over that same time period, the purchase price, the median purchase price of a home has gone from $130,000 up to $384,000, which is an increase of 295%. So the average price, the median price of a home has gone up 8 times faster than wages in the United States. So it's more difficult and more challenging than ever for first-time home buyers to get into the market. Because sometimes I hear parents say, they'll say, well, you know, when I bought my house in 1994, or they'll say, you know, this house, there's no way this house could be worth that much money. And I'll just say, like, well, based on what? Like, what is your experience in home buying in the last 6 months or 12 months that you feel confident saying this house isn't worth that much money? Because sometimes I think parents don't want to see you get into a bad situation by overspending for a house. But what's the alternative? Renting for the next 10 years? Because that's not doing you any favors either. So I think it's really important to seek advice from people that you trust and people that understand today's market. Outstanding realtors, financial planners. I mean, sometimes it's your peer group that just went through the process of buying their first home. I mean, they can be truly valuable trying to figure out what the market is demanding and what prices are and what's a good value and what isn't. So that's the type of place that you should be looking to get advice from. And not only that, but think about how much things have changed since your parents bought their house. So financial situations and goals are different. Budgeting, saving, investment dynamics have changed tremendously. And I'll give you some examples of that. Today's first-time home buyers, many of them are burdened by tremendous student loan debt that a lot of their parents didn't have. I mean, I know I'm a first-generation college graduate. I am someone who actually did pay off my student loans, but a lot of my friends haven't. My wife still has her student loan. She's been paying on it for 20 years. But that student loan debt, it's a real problem for today's home buyer. Another thing that first-time home buyers have to face that maybe they didn't have as much of 30 years ago or before that is just job stability. We live in a much more mobile society than ever before. I know, like when my grandfather bought my family's home, he went to high school, went to the Navy for 4 years, came out of the Navy, got a job at a union grocery store, worked there for 43 years, and he retired. And he raised the family, and my grandmother never worked. She sold Avon for extra money. But I mean, with a job at a grocery store where he worked for 43 years, he raised 3 children, had a nice home, always drove a nice car. Now, my grandparents only needed one car because my grandmother never drove. But I mean, it was just a different world back then. So sometimes when parents are giving advice, they're looking at it through their lens, but not the kid's lens. And that's what creates problems here when first-time homebuyers are taking some of that advice. And there's so many more changes in lifestyle trends than when many of these parents are buying their houses. I mean, just think about right now with remote work from home. A lot of young people are focused on sustainability. I know when my parents were buying their houses, they wanted a place in the suburbs. Young people are starting to come back to the cities a little bit. They like the amenities. They like what's available to them. So if they want to give advice, and I understand it's coming from a good point, but sometimes, to be honest, parents just don't understand. They just don't understand what you're looking for. They don't understand the process. So if that's the case, you know, certainly we welcome parents and we welcome their words, but we also have to weigh them. And it's one of those things where, like I said, I don't think a parent would ever give a child bad advice on purpose, but home buying is a complex process. The world has changed so much recently. You can't expect a parent to know everything. I mean, I know my parents are real helpful to me in my life, but if I had a problem with my garbage disposal, I wouldn't call my mom. I love my mom. She's tremendous. She can do so many things. But if it came to fixing my garbage disposal, I'm not taking her advice. I know she can't do it. It's the same exact thing when buying a house. It's something that you really need to think about. So if you're out there searching, if you're with a realtor, it could be the very first house you see and you think this house is perfect for me. And you start to have second thoughts that maybe I shouldn't make an offer. Maybe I should see more. If it's perfect, go for it. Nobody knows what you want more than you. And if you delay in this market, sometimes one extra day of thinking means you never get a chance to even put an offer in. So if you find something that you love, don't be afraid. Make the offer and become a homeowner. That's all for today. Can't wait for our next episode. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.